This is episode 236 of Teacher Approved.
You're listening to Teacher Approved, the podcast helping educators elevate what matters and simplify the rest. I'm Heidi.
And I'm Emily. We're the creators behind Second Story Window, where we give research-based and teacher-approved strategies that make teaching less stressful and more effective. You can check out the show notes and resources from each episode at secondstorywindow.net.
We're so glad you're tuning in today. Let's get to the show.
Hey there, thanks for joining us today. In today's episode, we are talking about your January launch plan and how you can prepare for it from the comfort of your couch. And we're sharing a teacher-approved tip for managing inside recess. But first, let's start with a try it tomorrow where we share a quick win that you can try in your classroom right away. Emily, what is our suggestion for this week? Our suggestion is tomorrow, set up a thank you note list. So back in episode 39, we shared this as a teacher-approved tip, but it's a wonderful quick win, so we're bringing it back today. Many teachers are about to receive some gifts this holiday season, and it is not required, but it's obviously a nice touch for you to send a thank you note. It shows the parent that the gift actually made it to you at school, and the kids will feel so special to get mail from their teacher.
Yes.
When I was in first grade, Mrs. Clark sent me a thank you note during Christmas break, and my mom saved it in my scrapbook. And every time I read it, it makes me teary because it was just so incredibly sweet. And I remember being so excited to get it. So with all that being said, if you plan to send thank you notes, print a list of your students' names now ahead of time, and then you'll have a place to write down any gifts as they trickle in. And you'll be so grateful to have this when you want to send those thank you notes.
That's such a helpful tip because you know those gifts just kind of trickle in over the month. And so some people are really on the ball and they're dropping them off December 1st. And then, you know, you get a big wave near the end, but it's hard to keep track of everything. And having the list already made, just like that's one huge task off your mental load.
Yeah, for sure.
If you like this idea or anything else we share here on the podcast, would you take a second and give us a 5-star rating? Ratings and reviews are one way that new listeners can find us. And every rating interview really is a huge help.
Today, we are solving big problems. We're talking about how to prepare for January from the comfort of your couch, whether that's before break even starts or during your break if you run out of time.
And first things first, you are tired. You deserve a real rest, and rest all by itself is valuable and productive. You absolutely do not need to justify your downtime by sneaking work into it.
Right. If your free time is spent doing absolutely nothing work-related, that is completely okay. In fact, it's probably exactly what you need.
And we want that so much for you. But, you know, for a lot of teachers, knowing that January is prepared actually helps them rest better.
Totally. It's really hard to fully relax when you're dreading what is waiting for you on the other side of your relaxing.
So this episode isn't about being productive during your break. It's about lowering your stress so that you can actually enjoy your time off. If doing a few light tasks from your couch means you are not lying awake at 2 a.m. thinking about lesson plan, then it's a huge win.
And hopefully, ideally, you'll get most of this done before break even starts. That is the dream.
Oh, yes, that is the dream for sure. But if life happens and you run out of time, at least you can tackle these tasks while you're cozy instead of having to drag yourself into your classroom.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants that.
No, been there plenty.
We talked about this concept back in episode 201. The basic idea is that some tasks are so low effort and low brain that you can do them while binging Hallmark movies or catching up on your favorite shows.
And that's why we call these TV tasks. The key is that they don't require a lot of focus or materials. You mostly just need your phone or your laptop.
And just think of it as a way to add relaxation to your work time instead of adding work to your relaxation time. That's the goal here.
Yeah, that's a good reframe. Because yes, you are getting work done, but you're also giving yourself permission to do it in the easiest, most comfortable way possible, which is 100% our brand.
My favorite way to do anything is from the couch. So what we're going to walk you through today is what we're calling your January launch plan. This is the bare minimum you need to have ready so that you and your students can start the new term calmly and confidently.
And we really do mean bare minimum. We're not planning the whole month of January right now.
Oh, heck no.
We're just going to focus on your first 3 to 5 days back. That's it. just enough to get started without scrambling.
So the January launch plan has three parts: content, community, and comfort. We love a list that starts with the same letter. These are the only three things you need ready to start strong.
So content is the learning side of your classroom, lessons, procedures, schedule, all of that. Community is about reconnecting with your students and helping them reconnect with each other. And comfort is about taking care of yourself and making that rough transition back as gentle as possible.
And you're probably not surprised that I'm going to tell you that the December Teacher Survival Kit is ready to help you with this. It's full of pages to help you plan your January launch plan. So grab that if you want some help figuring this all out. But if you've got those three C's covered for your first few days back, you are golden. You'll walk into your classroom in January and feel ready instead of frantic.
So let's break these down. Starting with content, the very first decision that you need to make is whether you are diving right back into regular content or taking a couple of days to settle in. And this decision depends so much on your situation. If you have a short week back, you might want some transition time.
Or if you know your students are going to be dragging after 2 weeks of sleeping in and eating cookies, they might need a day or two to ease back in. If your schedule will allow it, definitely set aside a couple of days to transition back into school mode if you can.
But by transition days, we don't mean wasted days. You're still keeping students meaningfully engaged. You're just not jumping back into brand new content yet.
Yeah, so that might mean doing a New Year's goal setting activity or, you know, finishing any leftover assessments or maybe even December projects that did not get done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's always like, what, half a dozen of those haunting you like ghost of Christmas past.
Yes.
You could play a fun review game to get those brains thinking again, or introduce a new small routine like morning journaling or a daily question. You know, something to make things feel a little fresh, but not overwhelming.
Yeah, you could plan a reflection activity, and that could be as simple as students drawing their favorite memory from winter break or writing three goals for the new year.
And while you're thinking about it, you could also update your classroom playlist. This is a great TV task. Maybe you want some fresh music for your arrival time or your end of day cleanup, or do yourself a favor and round up links for videos or new brain breaks.
Yeah, because if you're not ready to dive into full lessons yet, having some engaging videos lined up keeps students meaningfully busy.
You could also look for seasonal craft or writing ideas, New Year's resolutions, winter art projects, goal setting templates. There are so many fun activities out there for this time of year.
And don't forget to research titles of books to read aloud in January.
And now here is where that couch prep comes in. Each of these ideas takes so little mental energy, you're basically just browsing and bookmarking.
Ah, yes. Perfect couch work. Like, I could do that while half watching a movie.
Hallmark movies are perfect for that. You do not need a whole lot of attention.
It's true.
Now, if you're in a situation where you do have to dive right back into content, of course, that's fine too. What are you going to do? Just build in some time during that first day or two back for reminders and transitions, because everyone's just going to be rusty after break.
Oh, yeah. So rusty. But whether you're jumping in or easing in, every class needs a procedure refresh.
Oh, yes. That first day back is what we like to think of as your second first day of school.
Yeah, we talked about this in episode 172, but it's worth saying again. January is your chance to reestablish routines and reset expectations. December has a way of making everything kind of fall apart just a bit.
Oh, just a bit. So from your couch, make a list of the top 3 to 5 routines that need review. Maybe it's lining up, transitions, turning in work. Whatever has been driving you crazy, put it on your list.
You can also create procedure review slides. These are so simple. You just type the name of the procedure on a slide, have students rate themselves on a scale of 1 to 5, and then discuss what needs to improve.
And we have a digital product for this if you want something that is already ready to go. All you have to do is type in the procedure name, and then when you present it to students, you click to make stars appear based on how the class rates themselves. And you could definitely prepare all of that from your couch.
And then you have an actual conversation when you get back to school about what's working and what needs work. It is structured, but it's not stuffy.
For any of your procedures that are really struggling, you know what I'm going to say. You can pull out your Tell, Try, Tally talk slides from the beginning of the year and actually reteach the routine step by step.
We promise being proactive now will mean fewer headaches later. Would you rather spend 20 minutes reviewing and practicing in January or deal with the same problems over and over again until June?
I know. Don't do that to yourself. Nobody wants that. So even if you do have to jump back into regular content right away, set aside some time to refresh procedures your first day back. Your future self will say so many thank yous.
And then we have our last piece of content prep, which is your safety net.
Right? Because no matter how much or how little you plan, make sure your first day back is fully ready. Think of it as like an insurance policy against chaos.
Yeah, imagine that you're sick, which is very likely to happen, or maybe your flight gets delayed.
I always have nightmares that that happens to me.
Right? Or maybe you just walk in feeling completely overwhelmed. But if that first day is already planned, you are covered.
So from your couch, create or update slides for your first day back, gather copies or links for the day's activities, make notes for subs in case of illness or, you know, you do get stuck in an airport like I always fear.
And then while you're at it, you probably want to update your sub binder because winter illnesses are definitely going to hit at some point, even if it's not the first day back.
Oh, seriously, it's not an if, this is a when.
Yeah, so doing this now is just being smart.
Now it's December, so think of this as giving yourself a gift. You are going to walk in that first day and take a deep breath and know that you're already ready.
Oh, such a good feeling too. Okay, so that's content. Now let's talk about community. This is all about reconnecting with your students and helping them reconnect with each other.
And the best way to reconnect when students come back is with a warm welcome. Greet them individually at the door if you can. Show them that you are happy to see them after such a long break.
Some of those kids are going to be thrilled to be back, and others will be dragging their feet. So just hold space like Elphaba and Glinda.
Yeah.
Hold space for both emotions. It's okay that not everyone is excited.
And to make that transition a little easier, you might want to plan a special morning meeting greeting or an activity. Maybe you do your class cheer or a secret handshake, or maybe it's a what I love about winter share. Just think of something that feels welcoming, but not so forced.
And then from your couch, you can draft a short welcome back email or message to post for families. Let them know you're excited to see their kids and what to expect the first week. Doesn't have to be anything fancy.
We also want to make time to help students reconnect with each other. Winter break is long and kids need time to rebond as a class. You could have them share favorite memories from the first half of the school year.
Or they can talk about what they're looking forward to in the next few months. Keep the focus on experiences, not on the gifts that they received.
Oh, definitely, because that can get awkward real fast.
Yeah. Another powerful community building activity is to host a short class meeting to solve a common problem. Like if there's been a lot of conflict at recess or if students have gotten sloppy with managing their materials.
When you invite students to brainstorm their own solutions, they are way more invested in the outcome. It helps the class feel like they are all on the same team working for the same goal.
So one of my favorite January activities is goal setting. January is the perfect time for students to reflect on how much they've grown since school started and also think ahead to what they want to achieve by the end of the year.
And we do have a free goal setting resource if you want to try this. It includes writing pages with prompts for each grade level. You have your students reflect on their growth, set a goal, and then plan the steps to reach that goal.
And there's a link to that freebie in the show notes. And if you saved any work from the beginning of the year, pull it out in January so students can compare it to their current work. You're always amazed at how much they've improved in just a few months, like genuinely shocked.
Okay, so from your couch, you can plan all of these community building activities. Just think about what your class needs most. Reconnection, problem solving, goal setting. You know, just choose one or two of those to focus on.
And here's something we talked about in episode 233, plan a student engagement hook. This is one fun, low prep activity that makes the first week back feel special.
So the idea is to give kids a sense of a new beginning. Coming back from break can feel like such a letdown. All of the holiday sparkle is over. And now it's just regular school in the middle of winter. But if you have got something engaging planned, it totally shifts that energy.
And just keep it simple. The key here really is low prep for you, high interest for them. So think of a little spark of fun. It doesn't have to be fireworks.
And really, you can't keep this simple. It could be a class challenge, making a time capsule or a vision board, just anything that feels fresh and different.
And if it's something that makes you excited to come back to, even better. Lean into what you enjoy about teaching, because crawling out of your cozy bed in January is so hard without dreading what's waiting for you.
Oh, for real. And that sets us up for the last C of our January launch plan, which is for comfort. This is where we focus on making the transition gentle for both you and your students.
January is like the world's worst cold plunge. It's so dark. It's freezing. Your room is full of coughing kids, and you are supposed to just jump back into the chaos like you haven't been living in pajamas for 2 weeks.
Oh, I hate it so much. So let's plan for comfort instead. Let's create a soft landing. From your couch, think about your personal comfort first. What would make that first morning back easier?
A good place to start is with picking your first day outfit now. Like really, seriously, right now. That will be one less decision to make when you're half asleep.
And while you're at it, plan a breakfast that you are excited to eat, something you can grab and go, but that will still give you energy to keep going till lunchtime.
And a great TV task is making or updating your morning energizer playlist. Having music that makes you feel good can shift your whole mood.
Or, you know, your podcast playlist.
Yes.
But really, don't underestimate how much of a difference that music can make. And if it's at all possible, schedule easy review-based lessons for that first week. You don't have to come back firing on all cylinders with brand new content. Give yourself permission to ease into the rhythm if there's any way to make that happen.
For your classroom comfort, you can plan a cozy read aloud, something warm and engaging, and think about brain breaks that you might want to use. Maybe create a class reset ritual, something you do together on that first day that signals a fresh start.
You could also tweak your seating chart or your group arrangements. If you have been meaning to make changes, January is a natural time to do it. Use sticky notes to play around with your arrangements.
Or you could grab our digital seating arrangement tool. It walks you step by step through the whole process of using your seating chart strategically, and it is super easy to do from the couch.
And don't forget my favorite TV task, online shopping. Order supplies to restock your desk or cupboard. Think snacks, emergency lunches, tissues, hand sanitizer, whatever you know you're going to need in the next few weeks.
And snacks. Yes, snacks. Don't forget the snacks. Walking in and knowing you're stocked up on protein bars and chocolate is like getting a care package from past to you.
And since it's the new year, you could also refresh your planner with something new. Sometimes just having a fresh notebook or planning stickers makes everything feel more manageable.
Well, there's nothing like the power of a new planner.
Oh, seriously.
And don't forget to restock or repack your teacher bag. Even if it's just making a digital checklist of what needs to go in there, that's helpful too. Better than frantically packing at 6 a.m. on that first day back and you can't remember what you need to put in there.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that. So think about what you can do to make that transition back into teacher mode a little softer. One idea is to send yourself an email and schedule it to arrive on your first day back. Just a little pep talk to make that first day back a little easier.
It's like writing letters to yourself like, Dear Evan Hansen.
Yes.
Those little touches do make a difference, though. And comfort is your buffer between the lovely holiday rest and the grind of the school rhythm. It's about being gentle with yourself at a time that can feel really challenging.
Okay, let's take a breath. We have covered a lot. But if you have thought about your content, your community, and your comfort, you've done everything you need for a smooth January launch.
And most of these tasks really are perfect for doing from your couch. You can get a little bit of planning done now or even during break if that's when you get to it. And then that means you can walk back into your classroom feeling ready instead of frantic.
The goal is not to work through your winter break. The goal is to have just enough ready that you can actually relax during winter break without that nagging guilt in the back of your mind.
Okay, grab your blanket, pick your favorite movie, and do just enough prep to make January feel like a gentle start instead of a cold plunge.
And if you want to help organizing all of this, we have resources that can guide you through the process. Everything is linked in the show notes.
And we'd love to hear about your January prep couch tasks. That's a long one. Come join the conversation in our teacher-approved Facebook group. Now for our teacher-approved tip of the week, where we share an actionable tip to help you elevate what matters and simplify the rest. This week's teacher-approved tip is make your inside recess plan now. Tell us about it, Heidi.
Well, this one's going to help you in a few weeks, not just in January. With winter here, inside recess is definitely in your near future if it has not already arrived. And if you're anything like me, the words inside recess make you want to hide in the supply closet. But it doesn't have to be crazy. The key is having a plan before inside recess happens.
Right, because once it's raining and snowing and you've got these antsy kids staring at you, it's too late to figure out a system. So while you're on your couch and you have some thinking time, you can create a simple structure that you can use every single time that the weather does not cooperate.
Or if you live in Utah, the air is too polluted to go outside.
Yes.
So start by deciding what your inside recess rules are going to be. What can students do? What spaces can they use? What materials are available? And make these rules really clear and really specific. Think about what supplies you're willing to have out during your inside recess. Maybe you like board games, cards, drawing supplies, Legos, books, whatever you're comfortable managing.
You could create a rotation system if you want. I love this idea. So maybe for morning recess, it's board games. And at lunch recess, it's building challenges. And then for afternoon recess, it's brain break videos. That way you're not managing everything going on all at once.
With my students, I like to set up zones in my classroom. So maybe like at the back table at games, when students were at their desks, they could draw or read, and then the carpet was for building. This helps contain the chaos because students know exactly where each activity is happening.
And then make a visual or a list that you can post when inside recess happens. Students should be able to look at it and know exactly what their options are without having to ask you 17 questions every recess.
Yeah, you don't need that. But here is a pro tip. Have a specific routine for how inside recess starts. Like maybe have students return to their desks, you review the rules, and then they make their choice. Having that structure at the beginning prevents the mad rush and the arguing over materials. Ugh, just had flashbacks. Yeah, you don't want that. When everyone knows the system, it stays calmer.
From your couch right now, you can make a list of acceptable inside recess activities and just jot down your rules. You can even create a simple slide or poster that you'll display when inside recess happens. And then the first time you have inside recess, you'll teach this system explicitly.
You can use the tell, try, tally method here too, if that's helpful. Walk students through the expectations, let them practice, and give feedback.
After the first time, inside recess becomes so much easier because everyone knows the routine and you're not left scrambling every time the weather's bad.
So on your couch task list, add inside recess plan. And if you want lots more suggestions for inside recess, go back and check out episode 46. It is one of our most popular episodes for a reason. To wrap up the show, we're sharing what we're giving extra credit to this week. Emily, what gets your extra credit?
I'm giving extra credit to Rothy's clogs.
Oh.
So I have worn Birkenstocks for several years and they're fine. I like them. But I had heard so many people raving about Rothy's that I just had to try them when they were on sale. And I'm sorry to say that they totally live up to the hype. It's better arch support than Birkenstocks, and they're washable. That's a big issue with Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
They cannot be washed. The sad thing is now I wish I had one of the cozy lined pairs for inside during the winter, and they are expensive. So it's kind of a bummer that I love them so much.
Oh, shoot. Well, you have to keep your eye on sales. I bet they have something good coming up, you know,
yes.
Holidays and stuff.
Yes. What are you giving extra credit to, Heidi?
My extra credit goes to the Spin to Survive book series. I bought the Deep Space Danger book as a Christmas present for Emily's son. And it's so cute. The premise is, as part of a pioneering mission to Mars, you've earned your place as one of Earth's greatest explorers. Now become its most tenacious hero as you fight for your life and the lives of your crew when your spaceship meets with catastrophe. All systems are down, your crewmates are gone, and you're millions of miles from help. So this is kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure book, but it's got beautiful illustrations, and the fun factor is a built-in spinner. So on each page, you read the story, and then you decide what to do and use the spinner to determine if you were lucky or not.
Oh.
There are lots of adventures and mishaps along the way, and I think he's going to love it.
Oh, he's totally going to love it. That's a great idea.
And they have some really fun titles. I liked the pirate one, but I do know he's a space boy, so
yes.
I had to go with that one for him. That is it for today's episode. Start your January plan with the three C's. Think about your content, think about your community, and think about your comfort. Your January self is going to thank you for taking care of her.
Until next time, happy couch planning.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Teacher Approved. I'm Heidi.
And I'm Emily. Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow or subscribe in your podcast app so that you never miss an episode.
You can connect with us and other teachers in the Teacher Approved Facebook group. We'll see you here next week. Bye for now.
Bye.